Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. And for all you One Final Scare listeners, Audible's offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the chance to check out their service. I've used Audible for about 2 years now for all my audiobook needs, and I'm currently listening to Mark Manson's The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, a counterintuitive approach to living a good life. It's a modern-day self-help book that tells us how to stop trying to be so positive all the time so that we can truly become better, happier people. Check it out, or you can download any other audiobook of your choice. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/onefinalscare. Again, that's audibletrial.com/onefinalscare for your free audiobook.
You messed up.
No, it's a good one.
What's going on?
Not much, just taking up.
We are back.
Hi. And that sound.
After much
what? Anticipation?
Anticipation?
Nah. Who's anticipating this? Except for us.
Everyone. Everyone that's in our analytics.
In our analytics.
Oh, you want to get that?
Oh, my husband's calling.
You want to get that?
Should I answer? Hey, I'm just doing my podcast episode. Can you leave me be for a minute, juice?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm not going to. Okay. I'm just kidding. He can wait. I was excited to do this episode. I'm excited to
do this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. The movie that we chose to watch that we told everybody to go watch last time.
So that we
what?
Oh no, I was just gonna say, hey, Shudder.
Oh god. Not again. Get some new material.
Consistency matters, Tracy.
Consistency.
Yes.
Is a redundant, repetitive.
You have to commit.
Annoying.
You have to commit.
Just kidding. So what's going on? Anything new? Do we need to cover anything?
Yes.
Hang on. We sent out a couple more t-shirts, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, we sent out
from
the
last time
three.
We talked? Right. Right.
Yeah. And Lauren got hers.
Yep. And Lauren, whose letter we're going to read at the end of this episode. Let me remind you guys to please email us at onefinalscare@gmail.com. That's onefinalscare@gmail.com.
Said that like it was a radio
Because the first
show.
Time I kind of flubbed it up, so I wanted to make sure they got it. But if you haven't emailed us yet, please do so. You can email us for any reason, but... if you write us and tell us about your very first horror experience, your first time watching a movie, or just what generally got you into the horror genre, we love to hear it.
I ate the last raspberry.
Okay, you can. That's good. These little like waffle things are pretty good too, whatever they are. Please write us because we have a couple more to read in the queue, and we'd love yours to be in the queue as well. And
that's it. We have a couple more to read, and that's it.
whatever. And then also go find us on Instagram or Facebook. We are posting quite regularly.
Mention the shop too.
Oh yeah. So we just put up a new shop, and by the way, on Instagram and Facebook you can find us at One Final Scare. It's pretty simple. And Minky set up a store merch called if you've probably already been there, but it's redbubble.com.
That's right.
And so thank you, Minky, for doing that. So if you want a t-shirt, since we are no longer sending any free ones out at the moment.
And other things.
Yeah. You've got iPod cases. iPod?
Yes, iPod cases.
Oh, my
and
God.
And vinyl case and cassette case.
I'm retro today. There's also a scarf. And there's a wall tapestry, should you want that, which is pretty cool.
You know, I did that for us, actually. I was thinking of getting it. And so when we eventually do like video...
Mm-hmm.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We could use that as a backdrop.
Yeah. I love it. So anyway, there's women's t-shirts, men's t-shirts, there's hoodies. So go on and check it out. Go to redbubble.com and in the search bar, just search for One Final Scare, 3 words, and you'll come to our shop.
Yep. It's just better because the actual URL is so long.
Yeah. And let us know if there's anything missing there that you want. Maybe we can add it. Who knows? I don't know. Like different colors. I don't know how it works. You did it.
There are other products. We can put up like baby shirts and other baby house shirts, items, onesies. Coffee mugs mm-hmm. and all that.
Oh yeah, I want a coffee mug. Coffee mugs. That's right. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, there. I mean, obviously, we can add other things on there.
Cool.
That they offer, but yeah. not everything.
Yeah. So check it out, and thank you for wearing our shirts for those of you who got it.
And represent. Sending us those cool videos
which we talked about last time. But if you didn't see it, you can find them on our Instagram, Facebook page. Our fans are fantastic. And also, we got some stickers we've been handing out to some friends. Oh, there's stickers on the website too, just in case you want those.
Different type, yeah.
Different kinds, yeah.
Different kinds.
So this is so much fun. It's just coming together. Mm-hmm. This just feels so real now. What episode is this?
Please support us and buy stuff.
Is this episode 9? Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, I think so.
I'll suck a sucker now.
Look, we have so many. We're like forgetting to.
we won't them. Be able to say it. We're never going to say it past 10, but 10 will be a big deal. It's like 10.
We'll have a party at a club for 10 episodes.
We should do an event. We should totally.
No, we're not doing an event.
Just with our friends. No?
Mo.
All right, whatever.
So self-serving. Hey, 10 episode party. Come on now.
I'm laughing.
Free open bottle.
I'm laughing because I don't know if you knew how sticky those chocolates were. So, I ate one before we started recording and now I'm like, oh, this is going to take you a while. Please don't do that. Oh my God. Manky, that's worse than. What is that? What is that from? Can you tell the people?
It's from Grudge.
I bet these it's listeners Kayako. Are going to. Yeah.
Oh my God, you're right. This camera is not going away.
I told you. So this is what I was thinking. I know most people have seen The Grudge and The Ring by now, whether it be the Japanese or the American versions. But I think if we can just do the very, very quick premise for both of them, since this one obviously...
Just refresh on
Yeah, that. I think we should refresh it. And so it's been a while for me that I've watched them. So
far as I remember...
Mm-hmm. Which one you can do first?
Grudge.
Which is which one of these, Sadako or Kayako?
Kayako.
Okay.
You know that, right?
Yeah, okay. No, I know. I'm leading you to tell the listeners.
Kayako.
Uh-huh.
She's the defender, and then the other one is Sadako's contender. Does that make sense? Is it what they say in boxing? I have no
sure.
idea. I was trying to make a boxing reference.
This is bantamweight or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, main event. So in Grudge, Kayako and her son, Toshiro, gets killed in their house by her husband, who goes crazy and murders both of them, and then he commits suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, Kayako and Toshiro, their vengeful souls, haunts anyone that enters the house.
Mm-hmm.
So once you enter the house from the front door, you're cursed.
Right.
And they will... And I'm not sure whether you can turn around and leave. I think even if you do...
It comes after
the curse,
you.
Yeah, comes after
or
you.
Or it pulls you or beckons pulls you or whatever.
Yeah.
yeah.
And that's sort of the basic premise.
Yeah. And so Grudge. In the movies of The Grudge, you know, it was like somebody was living in that house and they were tormented and... I can't exactly remember.
I don't know why the Japanese government just doesn't...
Like tear the house down?
Yeah,
the house down. That's a really good question.
The end.
Yeah. Let's just leave that house up. We know what's in there. It's cool.
Or like they try to do it and then something happens
yeah.
too. Yeah. The planning and the construct, they all die or whatever.
Right. So from The Grudge, we've got Kayako and her son's spirit, their vengeful spirits. And so they're returning in this movie, Sadako versus Kayako. And then let's talk about Sadako or The Ring.
So, okay. This The Ring is even
This one's a little bit more
older.
Convoluted, but yeah.
Do you want to describe the American one or the Japanese one? It's a little different.
I've seen them both so many years ago that they kind of start
saying,
to blend. But
well, since we're saying Sadako, which is a Japanese
okay,
character,
sure.
so might as well.
Sure.
So, I had to read Wikipedia before this prep. I might screw this up. But so, Sadako's mom was a well-known psychic in this town that they lived in. And... I think the media, she must have predicted something that wasn't correct.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the people saw that, you know.
She was phony.
Phony. And they shamed her on TV and uh-huh. media. So out of shame, you know how Japanese culture honor is like a huge thing.
Right.
So she commits suicide by throwing herself into a volcano, Mount Mihiro or Mihiro, I think. I forgot what it's called. So, and her soul, her daughter, who is Sadako, who is even more powerful than her mother.
Meaning with her psychic powers,
yeah, with the psychic superhuman powers. I don't know how, but she does. She gets eventually gets killed by her father because I think Sadako starts to vengefully attack or trick people who shamed her mother. And so her father ends her life because I think she eventually starts to kill people who, you know, to get revenge of her mother. So Sadako, father kills Sadako, but Sadako transfers her vengeance into
a VHS tape.
Which when you watch the VHS tape, 2 days later, you will die. Well, you get a phone call after you watch.
Yeah, you get a phone call from Sadako and you hear a loud screeching noise.
She waits by the phone until you watch the VHS and she frantically dials your phone.
How the hell does she get your phone number?
She white pages, she flips
through. Right.
And then she doesn't tell you you're going to die. She makes these noises.
And it's like a loud screech sound, right?
And you know, when you hear that, you're going to die in 2 days.
Right. Well, and people know because it becomes
a legend, right?
And it becomes passed on. Yeah. And so one thing to note is the second you watch the full video, which the video just is like a black and white, really scratchy kind of film, very short, but it's like you're seeing very low quality VHS. And it's like kind of a rundown area right in front of a door. And as the door slowly opens, Sadako, her spirit in her white dress, just kind of like comes and appears. Yeah. Is that not the how? I mean, that's how it was in this movie. It was that not the same.
That's how it was in the Japanese one too. Right?
And the American one, I think she was actually crawling out of a well.
In the American one, there was a lot of images in that video.
Lots.
Yeah.
And the ring and everything.
Yeah. Lady, so there is no actual hair. And lady jumping off the committing suicide,
off the cliff,
which is supposed to be
her
Sadako's
mother.
Her
mother. The American version.
Yeah.
Yep. So the Japanese version is just a very short clip, and then basically, as you start to see her spirit appear inside this open doorway, she all of a sudden just kind of comes quickly up to the television screen. It's like she just, you know, her face is like up in the television screen and scares you. So, and then it's off, and that's when you get the phone call. No?
Well, we'll talk about it. We'll get into detail. The differences between the new tape and the old tape.
Okay.
You remember? Yeah, in the movie.
Well, I think you're talking about something at the very, very end. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that'll be at the very, very end. But so basically this movie is like, and I had no idea walking into this where it was going to go or what it was going to be about, but it kind of covers both of those stories. And so we'll kind of hopefully like get through this pretty quickly because it wasn't like a really deep movie. It was almost just kind of like reviving both
like
of these
Jason
stories.
Freddy versus Jason. It was like a really supposed to be fun movie. You know what else? This is sort of, I mean, you know, with technology sort of advancing. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the late 90s, early 2000, there was a lot of eerie videos, eerie movies based on VHS tapes. Mm-hmm. There was Ringu, and there was Lost Highway by David. Oh my God, what's his name? Lost Highway.
I'm gonna guess
David Lynch.
Oh, Lynch, right?
David Lynch. And then there was the French film Cache. Is that how you say Cache?
You know, I never saw that.
It's really cool. What about, you know, the days when there wasn't, you know, internet wasn't popular or videos on the internet wasn't popular. There were some really mysterious things where, like, if you found an unlabeled VHS and this sort of, what could be in those, a content that's in the VHS was very mysterious and very, for like a movie premise, you know, like a short story premise. But that's all gone now because of advanced technology.
Well, and they get into that a little bit, right, with this thing, with this movie, which I thought was kind of cool. Oh, and the other thing that we should note is, so once you watch the VHS tape, you have the curse, but if you force someone else to watch the VHS tape, you're essentially kind of pushing the curse along. And so then you can be saved if you make someone else basically die.
Yeah.
So that was in that movie and that comes into this
sacrifice
movie too.
Needs to be done, right? Sadako needs
like her
blood and soul.
Her vengeance needs to keep moving forward. Yeah. So let's get right into
it. Let's get right into it.
all right. So the movie starts with a scene that's very similar to what?
You want to talk about when it came out? 2016.
Okay, 2016.
It's a fairly new movie, right?
Yeah.
It's a fairly new movie. I remember when seeing this being announced in Japan. I was like, this is ridiculous. This is awesome. Oh, she comes over stateside. And
Shutter did it.
Yeah,
Shutter brought it over.
I can't believe it. Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Shutter exclusive.
Okay. So the movie starts. And basically it's like you're tried and true. You've got like a young person with a badge around their neck. So, you know, it's like a caretaker or a social worker or something coming into a house, calling out a name of an old lady. And of course, old lady's not answering. And we see a television in another room with just the blue screen on. Like it's, you know, it's on, but it's not on. And she's looking and looking and looking all around the house. And finally she comes up and she sees a dead old lady. And what did she,
she strangled herself with a cord. With a cord, yeah.
Right.
And she had this like, you know, the ring face.
Yeah, her face is all contorted and ridiculous. So then,
the
TV, now it flips from a blue screen to the static, and the caseworker, who's terrified and screaming, like she just found this poor old dead woman, she's watching the TV, and of course, it is the movie that we just referenced. It's the Sadako film.
Sadako movie.
And
The Cursed Tape.
And we see behind her the Sadako's ghost behind her in her like white ward or her white pajamas standing or whatever up. You want to call it, and her long hair draped completely in front of her face. So you never really see her face. You always just see her long dark hair, which is so long it kind of reaches her knees or something. So, and you see it behind her and you're like, uh-oh, you know, she's about to, you know, something's going to happen. But the scene cuts and goes away. And now we're at a university of arts and we are in a classroom. Class. With two young females who are totally they're kind of spacing out. They're sleeping.
Yuri and? Natsumi.
Natsumi. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
first of all, I just want to say, I would not be asleep in this class. I'd be wide awake.
This was
awake.
An interesting class. I was like, can I get this
awake.
Class?
These two girls, you know, I was like, they deserve to be cursed.
Yeah, I know, right?
This is amazing
your
class.
Your parents are paying for your education and you are just not watching? Okay. So Mr. Morishige is the university professor and he is teaching them about Japanese urban legends. And, you know, he talks about how he goes, everyone raise your hand if you've ever heard of a Japanese urban legend. Like everybody raises their hand and he's like, but has any of you ever...
The cursed tape, he says that, right?
Huh?
Oh, I thought he specified.
He was just like any of them. And then he said, but raise your hand now if you've ever known anybody to actually be affected by one of these legends. And of course, nobody raises his hand. And so he's like, look, you know, these are transmissions of culture and they're memes. I love how they kept using the word meme. I'm like, was this a word that they would have used in the 90s? Doubt it, right? So he's like, you know, it gets passed along through, what did he say? It's like a mind transmission or something of... I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
And
I thought he was talking about, okay. Go ahead.
What?
I thought he just meant, I must have looked down on paper. I was taking notes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed that.
And so he talks about, he goes through a couple of urban legends. And that's when I was like, oh, I want to take a class on all of these urban legends. And he talks about, he goes, have you heard about the red cape, the legend of the red cape and then the legend of the girl in the toilet? And I was like, I got to look these up. And then he goes through a couple more. And so I kind of wanted to, if you don't mind, I just wanted to like look up a couple of these. Oh, and then he references like the curse of the VHS tape. And then he says, and then he references the curse of the boy under the bed, which is obviously, I think it's like working in, you know, the little boy from the Grudge story.
Yep.
Yeah. And then also House of Death, which I think is also referencing the house from the Grudge too. So I looked these up and I just wanted to quickly share these because these are freaking scary. I mean, we all know, like, I know, you know, our urban legends, but so Hanako is the girl in the toilet legend. And I, what? Go ahead.
If I remember correctly, the image she showed in the movie, it wasn't like a Western toilet, was it? The girl was sitting on?
It was on the screen, slideshow behind
him. She was squatting, right? And
I can't remember, but I was just like, I gotta look this up. So, it's a spirit of a young girl who haunts school bathrooms. She appears when you shout her name. So Hanako, don't shout her name. And some say she's a ghost of a girl killed during an air raid during World War II. And others purport that she was murdered by a psychotic parent or stranger. So it was interesting, especially you leading up to this, that both of our ghosts and ghouls were murdered by their parents. And then here we have another urban legend where, you know, part of the belief is that she was murdered by a psychotic parent. It's just like, this must be a recurring theme or something. And so anyway, this reminded me a little bit of Bloody Mary. It's like, why in the bathroom? And if you shout her name, she appears, she comes, and I guess all hell breaks loose. And then the red cape.
And Candyman, right?
Yeah, Candyman.
How does the new Bye Bye Man?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to see
that. How do you call the Bye Bye Man?
Bye bye. Bye.
Bye. That's how you call him. Bye.
Bye bye now. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to go see that. But so the red cape urban legend, this one gets even creepier, scarier. It's also dealing with public bathrooms. What is going on with the public bathroom situation in Japan? I do not know.
Korea and Japan, they at certain places would have public bathrooms. It's not like a toilet. It's a open. It's like almost like an
trough
open hole.
Or
yeah, and it's a pit, right, that you go to. And don't imagine this as like some outhouse, like really, you know, like grungy place. But they're like clean and tiles and. But like, you know, there's always like not urban legends or fear that there's like a monster or ghost down there. Someone fell in and died. And now it's like, yeah.
Ugh.
So it's.
Don't you dare come up out of that pit while I'm peeing.
The bungho man.
No. All right. So listen to this one, because this one's even scarier. So the red cape urban legend is another malicious spirit that haunts, as I said, either public or school toilets. And it says, I read in one thing, it said usually the last stall. This is why I always go in the first stall, because I've also heard that statistically it's the cleanest because most people pass it up. So first stall, y'all. And then basically if you're in there.
I have no shame. I just go to which ones.
Okay. Well, anyway, so this red cape ghost comes up and asks people if they want a red cape or a blue cape. Well, so he's wearing a mask.
Matrix?
I don't know. And he's wearing a mask to hide his face because apparently he's always hounded by admirers because of how beautiful he is, right? Now, if they say the red cape, I don't even understand what this question means. Like, I don't need a cape. I just want to pee, but whatever. So if they say red... He takes the skin off of their back by ripping it off, and that resembles a red cape. What? Mm-hmm. And then if they ask for a blue cape, then he drains all of the blood from their body, I guess, because then they
turn blue.
Right, they turn blue. And there's a couple different versions, but what I read and I just wrote down was...
So what happens if you don't answer his question?
I guess what you can say is no paper, because some of these are all... I kind of just condensed it, but it's like he'll also say like red paper or blue paper, but it's really about this cape thing. In any case, you say no paper. I guess it's like, I don't need your toilet paper. So just say you don't want any. Okay, that's just the easy way to stall it. And then the last one...
What happens when a mummy asks... Your question.
God, are we about to tell bad jokes?
No, it was my sketch, remember?
Oh, right. Sketch comedy. And then the last one that he referenced was the slit-mouthed woman, and this one's probably the most hellacious. So a woman walks around alone at night with a mask on, like a surgical mask, and you might think, oh, is it because she's just trying to make sure she didn't get you sick? Oh, no, wrong.
Oh, Melina from Mortal Kombat. She's like that.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She has a mask, yeah.
So if a child is out at night walking around, then she'll stop this child to ask, am I pretty? If the child says no, she kills it with a pair of scissors.
Every woman asks that.
What? Everyone what?
So every woman asks that. Like, am I pretty?
Am I pretty? There's basically no right way to answer this. And so this is...
You don't answer it, just run away.
No, you can't get away from her though.
What?
Yeah, apparently. So if the little kid says no, like I said, she kills you with a pair of scissors. If the little kid says yes, then she pulls off her mask, revealing her mouth is split from ear to ear, right?
Okay, so?
Then she goes, well, how about now?
Yes.
Oh, you want to say yes? You want to know what she does? What? She slits your mouth like hers from ear to ear. If you say no, she cuts you in half. Just straight up cut your whole body in half.
Lose situation.
Yeah, and so it says it's impossible to get away from her. I mean, really? So I guess this is what? To keep kids out from walking around at night? It's like this crazy person. Anyway, these are some good urban legends. I enjoyed them. I enjoyed reading them. So back to the university, he goes over these urban legends, and he talks about how urban legends pass on so much that even though nobody has actually experienced one, that they can take effect on our lives. And he says, think about it. VHS tapes went away in the 1990s after that urban legend was created, which was when the movie came out. Yeah. And so he's like, you know, no more are there tapes. And like, we believe in these things, even though they're not real. And he goes, but if you have the real tape, I will buy it from you.
I'll pay a lot of money.
I'll pay you a lot of money for that thing. So the class kind of ends.
And then everyone's like, yay. And then the two girls are like,
sleepy time. Right.
These dummies.
These girls.
Yeah.
So then they're at lunch.
You know they have bad grades.
Yeah, totally. So then they're at lunch. And honestly, there's just an exchange about a VHS tape. I don't even know what the point of this is. But one of the girls, Natsumi, has a VHS tape of her parents' wedding day. And she promises she'll like turn it into a DVD for them because they don't have a tape deck anymore.
Did the movie address whether her parents were like living or?
I don't know. Cause at one point they watched. It was so weird.
Yeah. It seemed like they passed away.
You know what
away,
I think they
right?
wanted to do was to introduce that you could still, even though VHS tapes are gone, that you can convert things to DVD, right? That was the introduction of that because that happens later. So anyway, her friend Yuri says, I'll help you do that for your parents' anniversary. So they go to this old mart.
For five lunches.
Yeah, for five lunches, right. She was like, I'll pay you five lunches if you help me with this. Right. So they go to this old like market. It's they're searching around and they're like, are we really going to be able to? Yeah, it's like old ass electronics. And they wind up finding an old tape deck. And she goes, ew, it's so dirty. Natsumi was like, oh, it's so dirty.
And she's like, I don't even want to touch it.
I don't want to touch it. It's so dirty. I was like, come on, you bougie bitch.
And the other one is like,
grab it.
Yeah, she's like a tomboy. Like,
yeah. So they grab it. And then it's like, oh, kind of surprisingly, there's this whole clump of black hair in her hand.
She pulls it out, right? She gives a VHS deck to the other girl. She takes it to the cashier. And she's following her. And she looks down at her hand.
Yeah,
and she has
black
this clump of hair.
Like, why? Right. So we know where that came from, right? Yeah. We know where this tape deck came from. So they go back and they find a tape inside before they start converting the wedding tape. And
they're like, oh my God, let's watch it.
Yeah, they're like, and they even kind of go, they were like, is this a cursed tape? Like, don't they even joke about it? So they hit play. And the funny thing that happens here is I think Yuri's the one that wants to hit play. And then Natsumi is just watching it intently. And then Yuri
gets a text message.
Texting. So she's not watching the video. And even though she's sitting right there. And then essentially,
saves her life.
We know what happens. Natsumi watches the whole thing. And then she gets a phone call. And so the two of them already know about this urban legend because, they just learned about it in class today.
It's really cool. This was a really cool scene because the whole time we see Natsume's face expression, but we don't see what's being played.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we see the first couple seconds, mm-hmm. but we don't see what happens the rest. But you see her face changing.
Yeah.
And you're like, she's like, oh,
horrified.
My God. Yeah.
Right.
And so we're left to like, and I love that when movies do that, I'm like left to wonder, mm-hmm. like, are we going to see what's on the tape?
Yeah.
Well, we're so horrified.
Right.
Yeah.
So
horrifying.
And I'm going to jump to this other scene now. So like back at the marketplace, the family that sold the DVD, or I'm sorry, the VHS deck, they are cleaning the store at the end of the day,
The closing shop.
And it seems like it's a husband and wife. And then there's a part-time kind of
girl
clerk,
that works there,
right?
Yeah.
That's working there. And she's like, oh, you sold that old tape deck. And the guy, and they said, yeah, we sold it. And she goes, there was a weird tape in it. And I watched it. And she was like, as a matter of fact, it was like two nights ago exactly that I watched the tape.
She talks about the curse.
Yeah. She's like, I wonder if it was the curse. Yeah, yeah.
It was just like that. We found the tape in there, you know, and I watched it. And the curse says that I will die in 2 days.
And as a matter of fact, I just 2 days ago right now is when I watched it. And so the husband and wife are kind of sweeping. And then all of a sudden,
the camera turns to them. That's the husband and the wife, right?
And
then they're talking about
it.
They're like, well, he doesn't. That's later. But yeah.
So their faces are obviously like terrified at what's about to happen. And so then the camera pans up and we see that the store clerk girl has climbed on top of the shelving and then she falls to her death jumps to her death, whatever you want to call it, and splats on the floor where she just was. So it was like the second that she kind of said that, boom, the curse got her, right?
Yeah.
And we should say too, if you probably already know this, but when you watch the movie, like we said, the way that you die, it usually looks like a suicide, right?
Yes.
So Anyway, then we jump to kind of this other storyline that's happening where there's a family that's moving into the haunted house. Let's just call it that. Or no, I'm sorry. It's next to, my bad. It's a next to that haunted house that we referenced. And the dad has a new job.
The garage house.
Yeah, the garage house. And the daughter, what's the daughter's name?
Suzuka.
Thank you. She goes on a walk and she sees the old building, this haunted building, and she's kind of like drawn to it. And what we see is, don't we see like the little boy behind her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For like a split
and
second.
Then they digitally zoom into that corner and it's like it was like still blurry.
I know. Like, I was like, huh? So it's just introducing the fact that now there's another storyline and we can kind of guess that she's going to be the one that's beckoned to this house and the ghosts are going to try to get her in there. So now we're back at school and with Suzuka, and she's talking to the two girls that she's just now meeting in her class, and they're telling her she's in high school.
They're playing tarot cards.
And these two girls are telling her, oh, you moved across the street from that abandoned house. And they're like, whatever you do, don't go in there because every single person that's ever lived there now has died. And they said either by some kind of horrific death or suicide.
This is like an abandoned house, like a condemned, and he says keep out.
It's overgrown.
Boarded up. Not boarded up, but like wire shut, the gated fence.
And there's vines growing all over the place. So anyway, they say basically nobody can live there anymore because the second you step in, you're done. And also then as she's putting the tarot cards down in front of Suzuka, she looks really scared to put the last card down and she goes, oh my God, this is the worst combination of cards ever. So we know that's not good. So now we're back with Yuri and Natsumi and they return to the shop and they're petrified because
they
now they're
like, the tape.
They want to return the tape deck and be like, what if I just give you this back? Just kidding. So the couple tells her that they bought that tape deck from an estate sale. The father's like, we got it from an estate sale. We bought all the belongings. And he goes, it was of an old woman who strangled herself to death. And then the caretaker,
social worker
killed herself 2 days later.
And
so
then we
remember,
actually find out like,
she stabbed herself in the neck.
They flash a scene where we see her body.
Yeah. And so that was the girl that we referenced walking into the old lady's house in the beginning. So we know she definitely died. And so basically he's like, you know, we took and they're very somber. Obviously the store is like, nobody's in there and they have kind of tape kind of blocking
police tape.
Yeah. Blocking where the girl had fallen to her death.
Did somebody die here?
And he goes, yeah, it was our store. It was our part-time girl. She fell from above.
Part-time
girl. They were like, it was an accident. But then now Natsumi knows she's going to die. Like she knows now. And because I think he said, oh, she watched that tape. And so now everybody knows the curse is real. This is for real.
So they're like, well, we have to get help. We have to go to our teacher, the class we hate, because we fall asleep on.
Right. Mr. Morishige.
Yeah.
So they go to his office and he's talking about, what does he say? He's like, I don't really know how to help, but he's so excited that they have this VHS tape.
He's like, I'll watch it. Give it to me.
Yeah. He's like,
what do you say? He goes, leave the room. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, he's just like going, you know, they're there for help. And he's like, yeah, fuck off. Like, let me watch this thing. Like, I'm so excited right now if this is the real thing. Yeah. And he keeps saying like, well, you know, did you see Sadako though? Did you see her? And this is what he was saying. He was calling it a mind virus. He said that, basically that this thing is this mind virus and that everybody's connected by some, you know, way, everyone that has watched this tape or whatever. And so he's like, you know what? I'll go ahead and I'll watch it. And even if it's real, it's okay if I die in 2 days.
Yeah. I was like, this guy is awesome.
I was like, what? Nobody would be like this. Yeah. He's that freaking excited. I mean, okay. So we should say he's also written a book about this myth itself, I think. And so he watches it and the girls are standing outside of his door and then his phone rings and he goes over and he's screaming because the screeching coming through the...
I love how he like addresses Sadako as if she's like on the other
side. Sadako, is it you? Like,
Sadako, is it you?
Please talk to me, right? Like, I need you in my life. I wrote a book about you. I'm your number one fan.
She's like, oh.
I know. So anyway, she doesn't answer, obviously.
The curse.
Yeah. It's just the screeching, like loud ass screeching. And he falls to the ground and you think he's in terrible pain because of the sound. But then he gets up and he's fucking excited.
Yeah.
Like a weird dude. And he's like,
this is it. This is the
he's
tape.
He's like, this is real. Yeah. And Natsumi and Yuri come back in And they start talking about
how to break the curse. And this is what they reveal.
Well, and also, and he goes like this, oh, Natsumi, you should stay alive now because, or somebody said it, like, Natsumi, you gave me the tape, but then they were like, oh, wait a minute, but Yuri was actually the one that gave me the tape. So Natsumi's not going to be saved, unfortunately. Yeah. So she could have been because he was willing to take it and the curse could have died with him, but it didn't, right? Yeah. So anyway, he goes, look, I probably can't help you and I'm okay dying, but I'm going to get an exorcist for you. And
medium.
And it's a priestess. And so he's like, let's perform an exorcism. I know just the person to call. So the girls leave.
And then we cut to back to the grudge house.
Yeah.
I went outside. And Suzuka is coming home from school. Mm-hmm. And she sees a young boy.
A cute little boy.
Yeah, a cute little
boy. Like elementary school with
his
backpack.
He's nervous.
On.
He's standing in front of the grudge house. And she, you know, engages him, talks to him a little bit, and then three other boys appear.
Mm-hmm.
We can clearly tell these are bullies.
Bullies. Well, and they don't come off as bullies in the beginning.
Yeah, at first, but they're sitting there, you know, because Suzuka's there.
They're trying to get her to walk away.
Yeah. Suzuka walks away.
Well, and they go like this, oh, hey, we're here, and we brought you a present. And so Suzuka's like, okay, I can peace out.
Yeah.
Well, the present is big-ass rocks that they're putting in his backpack to load him down.
So he can't run away.
So he can't run away very easily. And they're going to force him to go into the grudge house.
And they're like, go in the house, count to 1,000, and then come out.
Yeah.
That's your... And it sounded like there was like a payback for something, right? He did something.
I don't know. I think they're just assholes.
Yeah, of course they are.
These little kids. So he goes inside, this poor little kid, trepidatiously, but he goes in there and he hears a cat sound. And then we see this all happens very quickly.
Very quickly.
Like, this is like no bullshit. So he goes and he hears a cat and he sees the little boy.
Toshiro.
Thank you. I'm glad you know the name. And he closes his eyes. And when he opens them, Toshiro's face is like right up close. And it's like,
And he, every time Toshiro opens his mouth, you hear the black cat.
Right.
Meowing. Like,
And then what happens is you don't know what happened. So
the camera cuts and you think you think the kid's been devoured by the ghost.
Right.
But then we cut to the bullies outside.
And they're all like, well, it was his fault. He's stupid enough to go in there. It's not our fault if something happens to him. And then at this point, we see the kid emerge and he takes one of
those. He looks normal.
Yeah, he is normal.
I know, but. Yeah, I mean, well, okay.
The kid with the backpack, I should say. Yeah. And he takes one of his rocks and he fucking throws it and hits the
main
bully
in the
forehead. And he just starts bleeding, gushing blood. And was like, oh my God, this
that
is crazy.
That was awesome. And then, he runs back in the house.
Of course, all three of them run inside.
So this is why I think that it was the ghost.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, like leading them into the house.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So basically the nice kid, if you will, he runs and hides and all these three kids come inside and they kind of split up and they're walking through slowly. And the one kid, he goes into the kitchen because he hears something underneath the kitchen sink. And when he opens it, a cat runs out and he turns around. And as he turns around, then the little boy's arms, a pair of hands
grabs his head,
grabs him and he snatches him underneath the kitchen sink. And then the door closes. So he's dead. Right. Then one of the other kids, he goes into the bathroom and there's a tub and it's full of black water.
Yes.
And he's looking in it and then you see the face of Toshiro like emerge up and then arms again snatches him in and water goes everywhere and then you hear like a drain sound and the kid's gone. So now we know we have the lead bully left. And this was awesome because it wasn't enough that he got hit in the face with one rock, but then the kid hit him with another.
The lead bully finds him. Right?
He's hiding in a closet.
He opens the door, boom. And then the kid throws another rock in his face.
So funny, but not. I'm just kidding. This is not good.
And he gets hit. It's funny.
And he's bleeding again by the nose. Yeah. And just as he's about to hurt him, the good little kid looks behind the bad kid's shoulder and he sees Toshiro perched up on a cabinet or something.
Jumps on his shoulders.
And he jumps on
the bully's shoulders.
And he pulls his
head off of his body. But not like...
It's like he's stretching,
his
neck. That's his thing, right? Yeah. He stretches heads up.
Yeah.
So then he gets snatched, and then you look at the sweet kid, and you're like, oh, maybe the sweet kid will live. No, the arms are then behind him and snatches him further back into the
Kayako.
Closet.
Because you hear and then Kayako takes him.
Okay, so basically the sweet kid and all three assholes die. Dead, gone, done. All right, so now we're back, and Professor Murashige gets a call from Miss Horyu, which is the priestess, okay?
Yeah, glad to meet you.
And she says yes to the exorcism. And And I think, I don't know, he says...
She's like, clear my schedule. This is going to take whatever.
So they go meet with her. This all happens pretty quickly too. They go into like a meeting room with her. And I don't know if she's saying this, but she's like, you will die if something doesn't change, basically. I won't let that happen.
She says, I can do this. I can save both of you, but it's going to be hard saving both of you. And the teacher goes... It's okay. Save her. If I die, I'm fine. I just want to meet Sadako. Yeah. And she's like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, she says like, clear my schedule to her two people. And her two people must be her helpers, yeah. But they're also religious, I suppose. And so we go into this in front of an altar. We're in like a church or what have you. And the exorcism is about to take place. So Natsumi has her hands tied behind her back. And it just like, basically, she, being the priestess, starts taking holy water and just shoving it down Natsumi's mouth.
And the helpers are holding Natsumi down, by the way. Yeah, they're holding her down. And yeah, she splashed this water
everywhere.
Her face. I started laughing.
And she's like, this is the only way to get the ghost out of you. So I guess there is this possession aspect to it. It's not just a curse. I mean, like, I suppose Sadako is kind of living in you, if you will, for the 2 days before you die. So Miss Horio is screaming like, what's inside? What's like, come out, you know, ghoul or whatever.
She goes, drink the water, right?
Yeah. And she
forces it in her multiple times.
And that's she's saying, I'm forcing this out.
Yeah. She's choking on the water.
And then all of a sudden Natsumi's eyes turn white. And I was like, oh, and the two helpers, they stand up and you think maybe they're about to go like do something like for Natsumi. No. Guess what? The one helper walks over to the other helper and just fucking snaps the neck. So crazy.
Backwards.
This one was like to the side. And then he takes his own face and and bends it
backwards.
Yeah. Right. And
like all the way back.
So these two helpers are now dead. Yeah. And Miss Horyu is like, oh my God, like what the fuck is happening?
And she's like, she realizes Sadako's too powerful.
And she goes,
and she apologizes.
I get it. You'll kill anyone in your way. And so this isn't even like a regular exorcism,
and
basically.
She immediately understands like what's going on. She tells the girls, I failed you, but it's okay. Like,
there's another way.
She goes, I called Kizo. There's money
under the altar. You need to pay him.
It's funny. And then the teacher goes, Kizo, I can't remember his last name, but he said he like knows him.
He like knows he's a famous
like medium,
curse
whatever,
killer or whatever.
Yeah.
So
badass.
And while Miss Horyu is like screaming this, like it's okay, I call Kizo, he can help you. She's dying because she's getting taken over by Sadako's spirit as well. And P.S. Natsumi's still like writhing around, and she's out of it, with whatever, white eyes. And so her eyes turn white, and then she goes over to, I know what it is. So then Mr., what's his name? Murashigi, the professor, goes over to her and he grabs her by the shoulders, the priestess. And he's like, please tell me, do you see Sadako? Like, what does she look like? Tell me. And then priestess takes his head and headbutts the shit out of him.
And then his face, like pancakes.
By the way, he goes, no, don't kill me yet. Like, I just want to see Sadako. But she does. She kills him by giving him a headbutt so bad that his face just flattens out like he gets run over by a car. It's just the weirdest thing ever. It's like totally can't happen. All right.
It's funny. It was comical, though.
It's like when things happen beyond belief, it's ridiculous. So anyway, he's dead. The priestess now dies. And Natsumi wakes up, and this was pretty funny. She looks around and she sees like all these dead people, and she goes, I guess I'm not okay. Like, I guess it didn't work. Okay. And she looks at Yuri and she's pissed. She's like, this is all your fault.
No,
like,
she goes, and then Yuri goes, I'm sorry. She goes, I wrote this down. She goes, sorry changes nothing.
Yeah,
I was like, that's cool. And Yuri's like, this is all, and then she goes, Yuri, this is all your fault.
And then Yuri goes, you know what? Give me the curse. I'll save you.
Yeah.
And, Natsumi's kind of like, oh, you know what? She thinks about it for a split second, and then she's like, all right, cool. I'm good with that. So they go back to this other little room where there's a television. Yuri watches the...
Everybody apparently has VHS players.
Everywhere, right? Yeah. Even though they said nobody had them anymore, right? So she watches... Oh, we forgot just one little thing. Back when they took the VHS to the professor's office the very first time, when he was all excited, he made a copy of it to a DVD.
Yeah, he says it too.
But we didn't say it out loud. So he made a copy and he writes curse on the top. So we knew that was going to come back around at some point. There you go. So anyway, they watch the movie. Yuri's phone rings. She's now got the curse. And she seems cool with it. She's not like a scaredy cat like Natsumi is. Yuri's like this very strong female, right?
Sadako appears because she watched the tape all the way.
Right.
And this is actually where we see the whole tape.
The whole tape. Yeah. They show it to us for the first time. So anyway, they go into the altar to get more money when Kiko appears. Kizo. I'm sorry. Kizo. Kizo appears. And he's...
For a second. And then, yeah.
Yeah. And then... So basically, like, they all meet up, and the two girls know that Kizo is coming, and he's got this little teeny girl named Tamao. What's her name?
Tamao.
Yeah. And she's blind. She's this little blind girl, and she's got this, like,
she can see things.
She's kind of an asshole. And so they meet up in the altar, and he's like, give me the money. He's very gruff, too. He's just, like, quick and short to get to the point.
Well, the phone rings. Mm-hmm. Right, and Yuri picks it up, and it's like whatever makes that noise, and then they're freaking out, and then Kizo takes the phone from him
and squashes it. That's when he shows up, and he goes, "Would you guys stop giving me more work to do? Like, oh great, now you just watch the film too. Yeah. Like, now I'm gonna have to stop more."
And
of
he
the
has
curse.
this like badass like personality.
Yeah, and Tamao is like, "You're an idiot," you know. She's just like a jerk. So anyway, they go into the altar, they give him the money, and they kind of tell him, you know, what's been going on. And basically she like, he does this thing.
With his hands?
With his hands.
That does like, it stops the curse? Or
he pulls, it's like, it kind of like puts a damper on the ghost, right? And so he basically kind of pulls what I wrote down. He pulls Sadako out of Natsumi and puts it in this little bag. Yeah, and what we see is like black hair coming out of Natsumi's mouth. And he kind of pulls it out,
puts it in a bag.
And it's like this living creature inside of the bag, right? Ties it up, hands it to Tamao, I think. And then he says he has an idea. He thinks he knows how to help, right? So he goes, I think we should pin one ghoul against another. And Yuri asks him also to...
It's like Don King. He's like fight promoter. He's like, let's put this fight together. Yeah. Put it on cable channel, baby.
So here's how money. We have Sadako versus Kayako. Because it's his idea. He's like, okay, if an exorcism doesn't work, then we're going to have to pin two goals against one another. So then this is just really random. But at the very end, Yuri goes, thank you for helping. And can you also do us one more thing? Can you copy this VHS wedding tape for Natsumi's parents' anniversary? And the next morning we see he did it.
He's annoyed though. He takes it.
Yeah. And so then the next morning we wake up to the two girls watching the video, right? Is that right?
Well, they're standing above her when she wakes up, right? I thought. Oh no, you're right. You're right. They're just watching the tape.
Anyway, yeah. they watch the tape. Basically Yuri goes to get in the shower after Natsumi and Yuri talk a little bit about her birth. And, while Yuri's in the shower, she starts feeling like hair clumps falling on her shoulders. And I was like, oh God, that's so gross. Like hair clumps and showers are, you know, I have long hair, so I get it, but it's still nasty. And there's like clumps everywhere. And then when she looks up to the ceiling, there's like hair everywhere.
It falls on her face.
Yeah, it falls on her face.
She's like, ah! Yeah. She starts screaming and she looks up and the whole ceiling is covered with moving hair.
And then it goes away. And then so then we cut to basically there's...
Kizo and Tamao go to the grudge house.
I'm sorry?
They go to the grudge house.
Well, right? And also we see that Suzuka learns about four elementary students that apparently are missing now. And everybody's wondering and guessing if it was human trafficking. And so Suzuka, like, she's keeping it to herself that she saw four little boys outside of the grudge house. And she's like, oh God, like, clearly she knows something bad has happened to them. Kizo and Tamao go to...
Oh, wait a minute. We missed an important part. So after she freaks out in the shower... And she backs into a door of the bathroom door, which is sort of glass. And you can see a shadowy figure on the other side where we think it's Sadako, but it's Natsumi.
It's just Natsumi.
Yeah, Natsumi saying, hey, are you okay? And, you know, blah, blah, blah. She's like, yeah, I'm fine. And then the camera like cuts to Natsumi's hand and she's holding a DVD copy of the Grudge tape.
Okay.
And we're like, wait, what is she doing?
Yeah.
And then it cuts. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Kizo and Tamao go to the abandoned house because basically Tamao has fourth sight or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Fourth sight? Did I just make that up? Second sight. I don't know. She's blind, but she can see things happening. So she's the one who's like, okay, we need to go find another ghoul.
She can see like spirits. Right?
Yeah. And so she's like, because Kizo's idea is to find another ghoul to pit against Sadako, she basically can feel Kayako and... The son,
Toshiro,
in this haunted house. So she brings Kizo here, and they know better to not walk into the house.
This is what they describe: like if you walk into the house,
you're dead,
you're cursed,
right? And then
they throw a rock across the room. Remember,
like they open the front door and they throw a rock inside,
and it hits like a door, and the door just like opens and closes automatically. And he, and Tamaho goes, that wasn't, was that, that's Kayako or something like that. Why was she, that's weird. Why would she act like that? Or something. They made a reference to why she would respond like that.
I think it was the cat though. There was an actual cat. So the cat ran. They weren't sure if it was like, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. Then they go in the backyard and they see a well in the backyard. And he's like, this will do.
Is the ring well is just in the backyard?
The ring well that only is in the American version though, right? You're right. Okay. So he goes, this will do as a last resort. You don't really know what that means. All right. And so now Suzuka, who has not met Kizo and Tamao, obviously, but she's, you know, in the parallel track of the story, she's out front of the abandoned house. And all of a sudden Kizo and Tamao come up and Tamao goes, you know, this house, like she can tell that the house is beckoning Suzuka. And so Kizo warns her and just goes like, don't go in there. And I think she sees like a vision of the little boy with the backpack. Yeah. So clearly like the ghost of that little kid is beckoning her now to come into that house. Like the spirits are trying so hard to get her to go in there. And now Yuri and Atsumi, we're back with them, right? And basically
they're just talking about how...
This is when it's revealed what she was doing with the DVD.
Well, Yuri's like, you know, Kizu will help us, da da da. And Natsumi's acting really,
Natsumi's
really
going crazy.
Yeah.
So even though Natsumi now is no longer going to die within this 2-day span because Yuri has saved her, she's now changed her mind. She wants to die after all.
She wants to make a pact.
She wants everyone to die. She goes, everyone should die. And she goes, as a matter of fact, what I did?
Don't let the curse kill us. But
we should die.
We should kill ourselves.
But she tells Yuri what she did with the DVD, which means she uploaded it to the internet. And so it's on YouTube and everyone is watching
on the Japanese YouTube.
And so basically she's like, guess what? Everyone's going to die and maybe they should. Maybe we all should. And she goes, but hey, why don't we go kill ourselves together? And Yuri's like, you know, please stop talking crazy. And basically, Natsumi gets away. Like, she kind of pushes Yuri down, and she runs, and she locks Yuri inside of this room with a French door.
Yeah.
And she goes to start hanging herself from a doorknob with, like, a belt, if you will. And Yuri's screaming, and she's like, Natsumi, please don't do this. Please, please, please. And we start seeing Sadako appears.
Far in the shot.
So, yeah. And I don't know really why Sadako appears, because if she's not going to die in 2 days now, like, I don't really understand why she's here. But whatever.
I guess she wants to take her life.
Maybe she
before
does.
Before she takes her own.
And so basically Natsumi doesn't have the chance to kill herself. Sadako just kind of like...
Leans in. And then shows her face to her. That's when she gets the face.
Yeah, so
face.
If you look at Sadako's face in the eye, which is very hard to do because her face is usually covered with her hair, but if you get a little peek of it, your whole face just goes contorted fucked up. So she dies, and Yuri at this moment in time just is able to get the door open. Yeah. And she gets free, but it's too late. And oh, there's black hair sticking out of Natsumi's mouth. So goodbye. So Kizo says,
I didn't catch this part. Like I watched it, I heard it and I read the subtitles, but there was a weird logic to break the curse. Cause she tells him, right? She said she uploaded the video into the internet. It's going to spread. But then Kizo says,
so this is what he means. He's like, okay, I have to use someone infected. Like, this is a virus, professor was saying. And so I have to use someone who's infected as basically like a vaccine to end the curse for everybody that this has spread to now, right? So I think what's happening is he knows that he's going to have to use her as some sort of sacrifice, if you will, right? And in order to like shut down the virus from everybody else.
Yes.
I don't know. That's what he was saying. So he's like, there's an invisible thread connecting everyone. And he's like, Yuri, I just need you to tell me right here and right now, like, are you on board with doing whatever it is that I need you to do? And so I think that's his way of saying, like, I'm not going to tell you right now, but I'm going to ask you to sacrifice yourself. So Yuri just says, okay, she's into it. And, so Tamao goes like this, I can see that Suzuka's in danger, like through her mind's eye. And so they leave and Or they don't leave yet, but Suzuka's in her house and she's looking across the street and she sees somebody in the abandoned house, the little boy, yeah. Right? So she leaves, she sneaks over. Then her parents...
She just sees the back of the boy and his book bag.
And his book bag.
Yeah.
So this is it. She's going in the house. She's gone in the house and her parents, Suzuka's parents can see her going over. So they leave, they go to get her out. And long story short, the dad and the mom die. Dad's head gets freaking straight. Like, seriously, it just happens pretty quick. So I'll just
jumps on his shoulder and does his move where he pulls
his head straight up.
But he takes his whole body into.
I know. It's like he can fly.
Yeah.
And then the mom, she falls down. And I swear to God, it looked like her feet got cut off or something.
Yeah. At first, I was jotting this down. I thought she stepped on a nail or whatever. She immediately falls down on the ground. I'm like, what the hell happened?
I think this is what happened. So it was kind of dark, but this is when you were talking about how it's not until close to the end that we see Kayako. So Kayako's hair, I kind of want to say, we've seen it now, like kind of cut people and stuff. I think Kayako's hair was underneath the stairs. And
hair doesn't cut people. It's Sadako's. It's her hair.
Well, then what cut her?
I swear her
feet got cut off.
It didn't get cut off. She like sprained it and she just falls.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know. So anyway, she's on the ground and she's yelling at Suzuka. What's her name?
Save yourself. Go.
Yeah, she's trying to tell her daughter, go save yourself.
I'll get out of here. Yeah.
And so Kayako, this is when we do see Kayako's spirit and she crawls on top of the mom.
And she contorts herself as she's coming down the stairs and... Yep. Everyone's so scared that like they can't even move.
And then the mom just gets dragged down the hallway really fast. At the same time.
Because Kayako just crawls on top of her really close. And then what's his name?
Well, hold on. Kisa. So Suzuka's backing up to the door, right? And so like as she's doing that, like the bag that we talked about earlier,
Kizo.
Comes in through the door. Yeah. And that's when it's all of a sudden like Kizo's like throwing this bag of hair that's alive with Sadako's spirit into the house. And it like jumps onto the body or the mom, you know, with Kayako on top of her. And then the whole thing just goes
into the
darkness, flying down the hallway. And that's when Kizo grabs Suzuka out of the house and pulls her outside. And then the next AM, Suzuka wakes up and they're all standing around her, they all being Yuri, Kizo, and Tamao. And he just says to her, the second she opens her eyes, he's like, hey, you know, what happened last night actually happened. So it wasn't a nightmare. and then he just cuts to the chase. He's like, so, hey, here's what's going to have to happen. Suzuka, I'm going to need you to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. And basically then you'll have two curses on you.
And Yuri, you need to walk into the house.
And then Yuri, you're going to go into the house because since Yuri's going to be the one to give her the curse, for a moment in time, she won't have the curse, right? And then we'll get there. But basically...
She wants both of them to have the curse.
Right, but if Yuri gives her the curse, then she doesn't have it. And so then she has to watch the movie again at some point later.
They can fight over.
They
can fight over her soul.
Exactly. So basically he tells them at this point in time, like, this is not, like, I hope this goes well, but you guys have to follow every direction. So at nighttime, and I don't know why they have to wait for nighttime, because this is literally like first thing in the morning, and then it just cuts to night shot, and they're walking over to the abandoned house, and then they're dragging a big television over. So they go inside, and the reason why they have to do it inside the house is because obviously as soon as you walk in the house, man, these ghosts like get you, right? So you gotta like be quick. So they go inside, they drag the TV over, they put on the tape, and Yuri has her phone on speaker so that they can be talking to Kizo and Tamao outside. So Kizo's on the phone and he goes, Yuri, make sure you tell Natsumi, like whatever starts happening, she needs to keep her eyes on the whole tape.
And watch all of it.
So she does. And there's furniture flying around and shit starts hitting the fan. And Yuri is like, oh my God, like what in the world? But Suzuka. Suzuka watches the entire movie. And then he goes, okay, now Yuri, you need to watch the movie again. So then she watches it. For whatever reason. That was why I was like, oh, is it because Yuri, I guess, basically gave her the curse. And so they both need the curse.
Mm-hmm.
So.
This is when, in the classic fashion, Sadako comes out of the TV.
Mm-hmm.
They watch the tape to the end.
Well, first, like, of course, Suzuka's phone rings. And what they do is Kiza goes, remember, do everything, proceed as planned. And so one of the things that he had told them to do, I guess, is when Suzuka's phone does ring, when she first gets the curse, she holds the phone up on speaker where that screeching noise comes out from, you know, from Sadako, and she's playing it like out loud. And I guess it's because you know, Kizo believes that that sound and the curse just has to like play out loud. Remember, she's like holding it up. Oh. And then, and then the little boy appears like behind Yuri. Right. And then hair starts coming out of the TV
and grabs the
little boy. What's his name again?
Toshiro.
Sucks him in. So you think Toshiro's like gone.
They're fighting.
Right.
They're battling now.
So it's all happening.
Yeah. And Sadako comes out of the TV.
Yeah.
And then they start to hear
Kayako sounds.
Come down the stairs. Yeah.
And her sounds are like the cracking, like bones cracking, because she's all like a contortionist.
I don't think that's bone cracking noise.
You don't think so?
No, I think it's just noise that she makes with her mouth. Like,
it sounds very crunchy and crackly. And she's like walking down the stairs with her arms and elbows and knees.
But she makes that noise when she's just like not moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So basically, I wrote down hair fight.
Oh, I wrote down girl fight.
That's so funny. Hair fight.
And this is when they start battling with their special powers. She's like, the hair is going into Kayako's eye. They're shooting and they're like.
Yeah, it was like right into the eye socket, right? And like Kayako's down on the ground because she's always like down on the ground and, you know, crunched to pieces or whatever. And Sadako's like, it seems like it's winning. Sadako seems like she's winning, right?
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, Kizo's outside with Tamao and he says it's not working. And so like,
I didn't catch that part either.
Yeah. He said like, it's not working. And Tamao.
And to us, it looked like it was,
yeah. But he says it's not. And then he goes like this, Tamao, shut down your consciousness. And so she like passes out and I don't know why. I don't know why. It's really confusing to me. I wrote down, seems like Sadako's winning though, because I was really confused when he said it's not working. And then he's yelling into the phone speaker and he's like, whatever you two girls do, like don't look at her eye, Kayako's eye, right? Yeah. Or Sadako's eye, which one?
Sadako.
Is like, don't look at her eye, don't look at her eye. And Kizo basically is like, fuck it. Basically, I have to do this. He goes inside the house. So he runs inside the house to throw the VHS tape.
He grabs the tape. This is the essence of you. This is what you want, don't you?
And he throws it in the middle of the two of them, basically.
He gives it to Kayako
and he goes.
Kayako crushes it.
Kayako crushes it. So you kind of think like maybe this will work. And then there's a brawl. Like then I wrote down all out brawl. And basically at this point, Yuri, Suzuka, and Kizo get out of the house. And girls, they run out with him. And that's when he just goes, hey, basically, Yuri, you're going to have to sacrifice yourself. That's when he's just
when he says one of you.
No bullshit. Right.
Yeah,
one of you and Yuri. Of course, it's going to be Yuri. Yeah. She's like the power.
She's like trying to save the prettier one.
You're a jerk. So she stands on top of the well, like on this.
Steps up.
Like yeah. They put a little plank across it. Yeah. And so she's standing there and then I didn't really know what was going to happen, but basically now both of the ghouls.
I saw this in the trailer.
Showed this in the trailer?
Well, they showed Kayako on one side and then they showed Sadako on the other side running after her.
Oh my God. So yes, that's what happens. Like these two ghouls, they leave the house basically. Kayako,
when
who
they start
seems
running really fast, it just looks comical.
It looks so sweet. Like Kayako takes how long to walk down the steps usually, but now she can run.
Well, she doesn't run, but she just crawls faster.
They're both moving at the speed of light. So the two of these people, apparently, even though they both just came out of the same house, they're coming from the left and the right, east and west.
They can teleport. It makes sense.
So dumb. But for drama.
Really? You're going to bring logic into it?
That's what I'm telling you, man. You can only go so ridiculous before it gets too ridiculous. So these two are coming from left and right.
This is a Keystone Cop situation right here. Like Buster Keaton, right?
Yeah.
Like they run after her. And what does she do?
They leap into the air and she drops into the well.
And they run into each other.
And they explode into each other. And I write, jump and crash.
And then, like, I guess blood gets splattered and Kizo jumps in front of Tamaho and Suzuka.
But it's not even just blood. It creates this mass. It's like this mass of, like, skin and face and hair
eyeball,
and eyeballs, and it's like
eyeball,
this basically
monster.
Big monster that's hovering above the well, and it's this living thing, and the power of it blasts Kizo so far, like, I don't know.
Not that far.
Oh, he went pretty fucking far. And then he passes out. If he's not dead.
Knocked out.
Is he just knocked out?
Yeah.
And basically,
well, who knows, right?
Then this thing, this falls big mass, it starts like you can see Yuri from the bottom. She's not
bottom
dead. She's
well.
Just like not. She's just like laying in the water, and she's got a tear like dripping down her face.
Yeah,
and
when she realizes that it's coming.
It's coming for her. And this thing's crawling down the well or moving, and it's very hairy. So it's kind of like the whole thing.
And there's one big eyeball like in the middle.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So it's the hair so and the eyeball, yeah. And it's all ridiculous. But it's coming down and it's just this tear just rolls. So she's about to get taken over. And then basically, Tamao
is... you don't see it. And it cuts the outside of the well. Tamao goes, Suzuka, seal the well.
Help me seal the well. Yeah. So they take the top and they put it on top and they strap it down because they have these straps that they had put up with like...
Pegs
in the ground. And so they step back. But for whatever reason, I thought Tamao had shut her consciousness now. But she goes like this, it's merging.
Yeah.
Which we had already seen it kind of merge.
And then we finally see...
But she knows something's happening inside the well.
We finally see what Tamao sees from her point of view. And it's like this like ultraviolet like ray. Remember that? And she sees a black figure.
No.
You missed? Oh, you must have looked down on your paper.
I did. I must have for like a split second.
And we get to see what she sees.
Okay. So we see what she sees, but then the top blows off.
Yeah.
Okay. So the straps didn't work. And it's just, again, like I said, it's just Tamao and
there's
Suzuka.
There's this tension because we like nothing's coming out.
What's going to come out? Well, we see a hand. And so we're like, oh, maybe it's Yuri's hand. Maybe
I thought it was going to be like Yuri like possessed.
So we should just stop the episode right now. Just kidding.
What?
I meant like to not give it away.
Oh my God, you're terrible. Why would you do that to people?
Because, you know, build the suspense, build the tension.
And then what?
Do you guys want to know?
And then what?
Do you want to know?
And then put it behind a paywall?
Yeah. Or they could just go watch.
Watch it. Yeah.
All right. So basically it's this merged Kayako Sadako. It's like the bending kind of contortionist movement, but wearing all of Sadako's clothing and her hair.
Yep.
And it's making both the noises. It's making the and the like weird crunchy noises too. And
so
and the screeching
one.
Sound from the phone. And so
and they
it's become
one. And they come after Tamao and Suzuka. And then...
Goes to black. And then it goes to bad music. Really, really
and
bad
then,
music.
And then he goes to credits. And then they
start
playing.
They
start
the song
playing
is
metal.
Like, it's called Death. It keeps going like, Death has chosen you. Death is coming.
Metal.
Death is
it was so like, it was in English too. Part of it was in English.
The whole thing was English.
No, then he like goes back to Japanese.
Oh, he right? does?
Yeah.
Well, I somehow forced myself to play through the whole song.
Which is good.
Which I'm glad.
Because I would have missed it.
And then I texted you and I said, hey, make sure you wait around because then what you see is...
New video. Oh, what's that? Not a new video, but it's the same video, Sadako video.
You watched
but
the
now,
whole ring video.
Yeah, but now Sadako is Grudge and Sadako. Whatever, new hybrid.
Yeah.
And she
walks up to
the
TV.
Screen, and now you get to see her whole face. She comes
right
up to the
up
screen
to you.
Yeah, and goes black.
And then it ends.
So you know what's funny? Like,
what?
And that's the end of the movie, but like the new American movie, Rings...
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the trailer, and I don't even know whether this was done to make sort of connection to this movie,
mm-hmm.
but in Rings, the new Rings, the Sadako does all the contortion stuff in the new movie.
Oh, really?
And the kids are watching the movie on YouTube, like on internet.
Oh.
So I'm like, is this a sort of a connection to that movie? Or it's like there's a continuity thing
maybe
going on? So now I want to see Rings out, although it's horrible ratings on Rotten Tomatoes.
What is it? 6%?
Yeah, it's not even 10%.
I'm not even going to waste my time.
So I'm probably going to go see it anyways. I'm curious now when I see it. Yeah.
No. All right. So what did you think? Did you...
You know, overall, it was a wacky movie.
Yeah.
It was entertaining because it was short, right? It was barely an hour and a half.
It was a little over. Yeah. It was like an hour 38.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it seemed short.
It was a thin story.
It was, but I did like the pacing.
Mm-hmm. It was fast.
It was fast. So that's why it felt like it was going. It felt shorter.
Yeah.
So
they cut around a lot.
I was entertained, but mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like I would recommend it
no.
as a really good horror film.
No,
but it was fun to watch.
It was like okay, we've already seen this. We know what happens in both situations. We know you can pass on the curse here. We know you can't get out of the curse of the house. Yeah. It's like, you already know everything.
It's getting all convoluted now, the whole myth. Yeah.
And also, like, they put way more emphasis on the storyline of Yuri and Natsumi and the Sadako spirit. It, very, very little. It was almost just to make the story a versus movie to barely have the Grudge House
I wish they would have fought more. Like, the half of the movie was them fighting.
I mean, the whole movie
led to a 10-minute fight, if that.
I think it was literally, if we go back, I bet you it was like the last 3 minutes was the fight. And so the whole versus thing really only comes out at the very end. I don't know. I mean, and also just like, this is Kizo's idea. This is the idea. I don't know. I mean, of course, it had to be in order
for
this to be a
versus Kizo, man. Kizo. He was badass with his hand motions, magical hand motions.
Well, and he's going to die now, right? Because he walked in the house. So he's got the house curse. I think Suzuka's probably going to die.
But he could fight it off, right?
I don't know.
With his magic.
Tamao's probably. I want to just watch a whole movie with just Tamao, that little ass, like.
Magical girl.
Magical asshole. Like, she was so...
She was a straight shooter, right?
Like, we didn't even talk about it, but she had like these little one-liners constantly. Yeah. She just didn't give a fuck about anybody. She was just like, bye, I hate you.
That's funny.
Yeah. What made her so gruff? What else? Anything? I would have rather done is like go back and rewatch The Ring because it was so good. I haven't watched it in many years.
I have it.
Okay.
On DVD.
Maybe we'll do that.
It should come on VHS tape.
VHS. I have it on VHS. That's how I have it.
The one that I wanted?
No.
The copy that I wanted. Remember I sent you a video?
Yeah.
It's like a clear box.
Mine's.
And I was like, I should buy this on eBay.
I have the American version and it isn't.
It was the.
Yeah. It's mine's in like a clear.
Yeah. And
I got to go back and look.
With Naomi Watts' face. Uh-huh. And she's like,
yeah. I think I have that.
Oh, shit. That's the one
I'll go
I
back and look. All right, so what time is it?
Dun,
it's
dun,
that
dun,
time.
Dun, 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 dun.
Are you trying to do what I did last time? Da, 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 whatever. Dun, 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 dun. It's your first horror story featuring...
Who's it from?
Featuring Lauren Kay. Where's Lauren Kay from?
Hyattsville, Maryland.
Hyattsville, Maryland. Yeah. We sure do have a lot of East Coasters writing in. Can we get some West Coasters? Can we get somebody from Nebraska, maybe somebody from Tennessee? I'd like somebody from Texas maybe to write in. I don't know why I just picked those states. It was just the first three states to come to my mind. And then maybe somebody from Portland, Oregon. I'd like that too, maybe. So if you're listening, please write us a letter. Thanks. All right. So Lauren says, hey, I grew up with HBO and watched a lot of things my parents probably didn't
Rich
know
family.
I was watching. Including lots of campy horror movies like Creepshow 2, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Yes.
No, like Creepshow 2 was my
And Pumpkinhead, which
favorites.
Is... Can Lauren speak?
Jeez.
God, you were just like all on it today. All right, So Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Pumpkinhead, which is actually pretty scary. Now, do you want to say something? But the movie that first really gave me a good scare was Silence of the Lambs. I was at a sleepover, probably sixth or seventh grade, you know, whenever it would have been in a new release at Blockbuster. I do. And everyone left the room because they were too freaked out. I watched the whole thing by myself and then I rewound it and watched it again like a freak. You're not a freak, Lauren.
That's amazing.
That's exactly what I would have done.
She watched it again.
Yeah. I was so young. I didn't know you could ejaculate. I was so young. I didn't know you could ejaculate so far. It could hit someone in the face. And I thought Migs was just throwing spaghetti from his jail cell. Oh my God. Multiple Migs. You're a nasty freak. So I had to watch that part again. I mean, obviously, right? I also didn't know a man could tuck his penis in like that. So I guess you could just say, I just wanted to learn more about penises. Thanks for letting me share my story. You know what, Lauren? Lauren from Hyattsville.
Awesome.
Okay, so I love you because I had the same exact experience watching HBO as a kid, staying up late at night, like on the 13-inch television, watching things I definitely should not have been 13. Watching. But no joke. It was our 13. It was the only TV we have was a 13-inch. And I would like sneak and watch things. So I get that. I also learned a lot about, things
you
like
had
penis.
HBO too?
Yeah, we did actually. Yeah. Which is weird because for years, though, all we had was 5, 7, and 9. 4, 5, 7, and 9. That's all we had for many, many years. But at, okay. Maybe there was like a special deal because I know we didn't have a ton of money. But we did have HBO whenever. Yeah. So I would definitely watch the same things.
Do you remember there was also a cable network called Super TV? Do you remember that?
No.
In the 80s?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Never mind. All right.
No. This is when we definitely did not have any kind of anything super. I love this whole entire post because those campy horror movies were standout for me too. Both Creepshow movies. Killer Clowns from Outer Space I have. Love it.
Creepshow too, man.
I know.
Perfect.
I know.
Ages well.
It ages well like a fine wine. And Pumpkinhead, that's with, what's that? I always forget his name. He was, I forget his name. Is it?
I can't remember.
Is it Lance Henriksen? Is that who I'm thinking of? No.
From Aliens as well?
No, I might be saying the wrong name right now, but I think it was him. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Yeah, that one was always really good. And Silence of the Lambs, I mean, my God, to start with that one, you're in. Like, if you start with that, you're in the horror.
Well, she didn't start with that.
Well, I mean, this was kind of the...
She names three movies before.
No, I know, but she says, like, this...
The one that gave her the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says the first movie that gave her a really good scare.
Yeah.
Totally. It's just one of my favorite movies of all time.
Would you call it horror?
Yeah, I would. I would. What else would it be?
So if we were in a movie rental store...
Mm-hmm. It would be under horror.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. He cuts off a guy's face to get out of prison. Like,
no, I know. I know.
That's pretty horrific.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what else would it be?
I don't know. Like, thriller. Like, sometimes,
Sure. It's a horror thriller.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing supernatural happening, but... we know that obviously the horror genre like took a turn. It doesn't necessarily have to be.
That movie
genre,
was
right?
pushing some envelopes when it came out. At the
time. God, yeah.
At the visually and thematically, yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways.
Well.
Hey, thanks, Lauren, for writing in. And enjoy the t-shirt.
Enjoy the
t-shirt.
You are
the last one to, receive one. Yeah, the
t-shirt winner. Enjoy it. Wear it around. Take a photo of yourself. Post it. That's about it.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for sticking around.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being cool.
Hanging around.
How about let's pick anything else to say. Thanks for hanging around. That's better. All right.
Getting sassy now.
I'm trying my best to make this one a little
shorter. All
right,
you guys, we'll talk to you again very soon. Oh, man, stay scared.
Stay scared. That's my line. This is Tracy.
Oh, my God.
You're Minky.
I'm cutting that out.
No.
Bye.
Oh, wait. One more thing. Next week.
What now?
I forgot. Next week, we're going to do XX, the anthology, all women led. Yeah?
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.